The origins and development of the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender civil rights movement in Britain from 1960 to the present. At the end of the 1960s, radical social change affected Western societies. In the post-war era, there'd been a kind of siege mentality, an urge to rebuild a safe society in the face of the recent traumatic events of war. So capitalism enabled people's attention to shift into a kind of almost mindless consumerism, so that constructing one's own nest, surrounding yourself with shiny commodities, became a kind of understandable panacea to the turmoil and deprivation of two world wars. People looked inward to recover. So in the 1950s and into the first half of the 1960s, Western politics shifted dramatically towards conservatism, as people lost sight of war trauma and rediscovered hope and optimism amongst years of buoyant financial growth in industrial societies. The pendulum began to swing the other way. In the USA and Europe, student protests gained momentum following the huge successes of the civil rights movement in the 1960s to overturn racist attitudes. Anti-war protesters engaged in direct action against America's war in Vietnam. And there was also a powerful, highly mobilized women's liberation movement that carried increasing conviction that prescriptive gender roles had to change. So that by the early 1970s, hippies, a youth movement for social change coming out of popular music, advocated a wholesale opposition to social norms. And this included relaxing strict moralities and embracing instead what they called the age of the Aquarius, the age of peace and love. It's just difficult to imagine the scale of this social revolution now. This was occurring in an age without social media for mass networking, with only few national newspapers and limited official broadcasting. And these existing national media very much reflected the status quo in Britain. But these advocates for social change were coming from below, from ordinary people, rather than being imposed by governments who were largely resistant to it. Such was the size of mass public protests, such as in May 1968 in Paris or the Prague Spring in Czechoslovakia, protests in Japan and all across America, and the effectiveness of direct and symbolic actions by protesters all over the world, that a growing critical mass began to turn away from social conservatism and towards liberalisation. By the end of the 1960s and the beginning of the 1970s, different minorities and subcultures had become more organised, and they were increasingly mobilised to visibly object to their oppression. These movements were predominantly anti-capitalist. Something like the global protests of the 1990s and early 2000s that critiqued climate change and the global inequality between rich and poor nations.